This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Death toll from Bhotekosi River floods reaches 359. Prime Minister Balendra Shah conducts on-site inspection of flood-affected areas, directs immediate rescue treatment of the injured and relief for displaced people. All-party meeting issues a 10-point resolution on rescue and relief efforts. Communications Ministry appeals not to spread unverified information, upsetting images and videos. And China warns US against smearing Beijing with hacking allegations. Now the news in detail. The death toll from the floods and landslides in Rasuwa has risen to 359. According to Nepal Police, the bodies recovered so far include 17 in Rasuwa, 28 in Nuwakot, 33 in Dhading, 132 in Chitwan, 30 in Gorkha, 22 in Tonahu, 82 in Nawalparasi East and 15 in Nawalparasi West. Meanwhile, 63 people are receiving treatment or have been discharged from various hospitals. Meanwhile, 28 police personnel remain out of contact, according to the latest details. Following the extensive loss of life and property across several districts, efforts are being intensified to make search, rescue and relief operations more effective. Search and rescue operations have also been stepped up in the flood and landslide affected areas. According to the latest update, 4,348 police personnel have so far been mobilized for the response. Residents in downstream areas have been urged to remain on high alert following renewed flood risks in the Bhotekosi River. According to a notice issued today by the Water Resources Research and Development Center, satellite images received from China and preliminary analysis indicate that a lake has formed around the source area of yesterday's flood. The notice warns of a risk of the lake breaching due to the rising water level in view of the situation. Residents in downstream areas of the Bhotekosi River, travelers, rescue personnel and all concerned have been urged to exercise extreme caution until further notice. The latest notice also advised people to stay in safe locations away from riverbanks and other high-risk areas and to take the potential flood threat seriously. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has instructed to speed up rescue operation in flash flood affected areas, arrange free and effective treatment to the injured and immediately provide relief materials to the displaced families. According to the Prime Minister's press and research expert Deepa Dahal, after returning from an on-site inspection of the flood-affected Bidur area in Nuwakot, Prime Minister Shah gave the instructions during a high-level meeting with the Chief Secretary and Secretaries of various ministries at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. In the meeting, secretaries from ministries directly involved in disaster management, relief and rescue, including defense, home, finance, foreign affairs, energy, health and civil aviation, had participated. Prime Minister Shah directed authorities to keep relief camps organized and clean while ensuring privacy, dignity and security for women, children and the elderly. He also instructed relevant ministries to immediately prepare an integrated plan to restore flood-damaged roads, electricity and communication infrastructure. An all-party meeting convened to discuss the damage caused by the Bhotekosi floods, search and rescue operations, relief and rehabilitation has adopted a 10-point resolution. The meeting held at Simhadarbha today at the initiative of the ruling party Rashtriya Swatantra Party decided that all political parties would work together to keep rescue and relief operations free from political interference, ensure a government-led single-window system for financial collections, and coordinate the dissemination of sensitive information. RSP Chairperson Ravi Lamithani said the meeting agreed to scientifically study glacial lakes, strengthen early warning systems, pursue cross-border cooperation, and establish a high-level all-party mechanism for climate justice. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung said 22 helicopters had been mobilized for rescue with around 900 people initially estimated to be missing. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle said 10 billion rupees had been allocated for relief reconstruction and disaster management, with additional funds released for immediate response. The Ministry of Information and Communications has appealed to all internet users and mass media not to spread sensitive images and videos and unverified information relating to the recent natural disaster that hit hard Rasuwa, Nuwakot and Dhading districts. According to the Communications Ministry, at such hour of adversity, the media and general public must be cautious to curb the spread of baseless, disturbing and sensitive information, images and videos which impact people negatively and even hamper rescue and relief campaign. Releasing an appeal today, Joint Secretary and Spokesperson at the Information Ministry, Uday Ranamagar, urged one and all to rely on the information which are verified and disseminated by the Home Ministry, District Administration Offices, Security Agencies and Local Disaster Management Committees. Refraining people from posting or reposting distressing disasters, images and videos on social media, as such content can further hurt affected families, the ministry called for responsible and compassionate use of social media during the crisis. President Ramsul Porel has pledged to donate an amount equal to 1 month's salary to the Prime Minister's Disaster Relief Fund for the rescue and relief to the survivors of the Rasuwa flash flood. The Office of the President shared the information in a statement issued on Friday. Meanwhile, a certain amount from the monthly salaries of government employees will be deposited into the Prime Minister's Disaster Relief Fund. A meeting of the secretaries held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers today decided to deposit deductions from the salaries of government employees for the Nepali month of Bhadra into the fund. Under the decision, government employees will contribute 2 to 10 days' salary of the of their respective salaries to the Prime Minister's Disaster Relief Fund, depending on their rank. Provincial, local and public sector employees were also urged to contribute, while ministries and agencies were directed to mobilize resources for disaster response and maintain essential services. The Ministry for Foreign Affairs has formed an Emergency Response Team ERT for research, rescue and consular assistance for foreign nationals in view of the recent flash floods in Rasuwa district, which has resulted in massive loss of life, damage to infrastructure and reports of missing persons, including foreign nationals. Issuing a notice today, the ministry stated that the ERT formed with an immediate effect will serve as the central coordinating body within the ministry to facilitate search, rescue, information verification and consular assistance in respect of foreign nationals affected by, missing in or otherwise connected to the flood incident. The ERT, according to the ministry, will facilitate in gathering necessary information regarding foreign nationals, coordinating with relevant agencies and providing necessary information to families and diplomatic missions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line. Jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai. Call gardus, data chalaunus, sansar bhari sajilai.
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna. *14**7# gari. Wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Foreign ministers from South Korea, the United Arab Emirates and the United Kingdom have expressed condolences over the loss of life and destruction caused by the recent floods and landslides in Nepal, assuring the country obvious support. South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Yoon and UK Foreign Secretary Ed Miliband spoke by phone with Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal, discussing ongoing search, rescue and relief efforts. Miliband also expressed concern over British nationals reportedly out of contact following the floods. The UAE Foreign Ministry separately extended condolences to the victims' families and wished the injured a speedy recovery. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. China warned the United States on Thursday against smearing Beijing with hacking allegations after U.S. law enforcement disrupted internet domains it said were used by Chinese state-sponsored groups. The AFP news agency cited the U.S. Justice Department and FBI on Tuesday as saying they had seized domains used by a Chinese state-sponsored hacking group known as QTFY and hacking platform QScan and QT Router. They said the victims of the QTFY intrusion included NASA, the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Senate, and the Departments of Energy, Justice, and Health and Human Services. Beijing's Foreign Ministry called the allegations false information on Thursday, accusing the United States of distorting right and wrong. Spokesman Lin Jian told reporters at a news press briefing that China expressed a strong dissatisfaction with and firm opposition to the U.S. side's repeated wrongful practice of smearing China under the pretext of cybersecurity concerns. At least 12 people have been killed and dozens injured as wildfires swept through large areas of northern Algeria. The BBC cited Algeria's civil protection authorities as saying dozens of fires broke out across several provinces along the country's northern coastline. Authorities said at least 54 people suffered burned injuries, with six of them receiving treatment in intensive care. The wildfires come as North Africa is experiencing a severe heat wave, with Algeria and neighboring Tunisia among the worst affected countries. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country. Moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. At many places in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at some places in the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, and at some places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces, and at a few places in Madhes province and the Tarai region of Koshi province. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and in the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Death toll from Bhotekosi River floods reaches 359. Prime Minister Balendra Shah conducts on-site inspection of flood-affected areas, directs immediate rescue treatment of the injured and relief for displaced people. All-party meeting issues a 10-point resolution on rescue and relief efforts. Communications Ministry appeals not to spread unverified information, upsetting images and videos. And China warns U.S. against smearing Beijing with hacking allegations. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.